Copperbelt, we're at VK's Mall, President Avenue in Dola, and ECL Mall in Kitwe. Or visit champanizabedding.com.zm.
Be home tonight.
Champaniza Bedding.
I'm coming back home.
We know sleep.
For me, a happy life is a healthy life. Exercising in fresh air, eating natural and healthy food, and drinking lots of clean water. How you treat your body determines how you enjoy your life.
That's why I use Witen Herbal Toothpaste. It contains natural herbal ingredients that fight germs and keeps my teeth and gums feeling naturally healthy. And it leaves me feeling wonderfully fresh and alive.
Witen, distributed and marketed by Gurok Zambia Limited. Quality that's forever.
Big Bank.
Yeah.
Time check, 18 hours. Time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies from books to stationery to backpacks or calculators. Book World has got it all, and the best part, at the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your store. Story matters.
28 die in road accidents over Christmas holidays. Betu's empowers teachers with 200 plots in Lusaka. In global news, 2 killed in suspected Palestinian ramming and knife attack in Israel. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. A total number of 28 people died during the Christmas holiday period between December 24, 2025 at 18 hours and today, December 26, 2025 at 06 hours from 224 road traffic accidents recorded countrywide, out of which 23 were fatal. Zambia police spokesperson Jeffrey Chilavi says there were also 31 serious accidents, which left 64 people seriously injured, and 58 slight accidents, which caused 94 minor injuries. Mr. Chilavi says, in addition, 112 accidents involved damage only, while overall 186 casualties were recorded during this period. He says Lusaka province recorded the highest number of accidents with 80 cases, followed by Copperbelt province with 46 cases and Central with 19 cases. Other provinces are Eastern with 17 cases, Southern with 16, Northwestern was 11 cases, Luapula and Muchinga has 10 each, Northern recorded 8 cases while Western had 7. Mr. Chilabi says most accidents were caused by human error, with excessive speed leading the causes, accounting for 80 cases, followed by failure to keep to the near side, cutting in and improper overtaking. He says compared to 2024 Christmas holiday, which recorded 123 accidents over 4 days, this year's two-day period recorded a significantly higher number of accidents. Meanwhile, Mr. Chilabi says during the same period, 902 road traffic offences were recorded and 390,440 kwacha was collected in admission of guilt fines.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to inform the public that between December 24, 2025 at 18 hours and December 26, 2025 at 06 hours, a total of 224 road traffic accidents were recorded countrywide. The accidents included 23 fatal accidents, which resulted in 28 people losing lives. There were also 31 serious accidents, leaving 64 people seriously injured, and 58 slight accidents, which caused 94 minor injuries. In addition, 112 accidents involved damage only. Overall, 186 casualties were recorded during this period.
The Basic Education Teachers Union of Zambia, BETUZ, has acquired land in Lusaka's 18 miles area with plans to allocate 200 plots to member teachers. Giving his end-of-year message and launching the land empowerment in 18 miles area, BETUZ General Secretary Henry Sinkala explained that each plot is being sold at 41,000 kwacha through a flexible payment plan, either through deductions on the payslip or cash deposits. Mr. Sinkala has reiterated the union's commitment to family dignity, security and progress, and has emphasized that the land program is a testament to the union's promise that teachers must not only shape the future in classrooms, but also secure their own future through tangible empowerment.
This land program is a testament to our promise that teachers must not only shape the future in classrooms, but also secure their own futures through tangible empowerment, such as land empowerment. The year 2025, our beloved members, has tested our resilience, but it has also showcased our strength. We have stood firm in advocating for teacher welfare, advancing education reforms, and building bridges with stakeholders.
Meanwhile, BETUZ member and beneficiary Patricia Longwe has expressed gratitude to the union for making possible the owning of genuine land by teachers, highlighting the challenges faced by many to acquire affordable genuine land.
I want to say thank you to BETUZ for the love and having thought of us as teachers, that we can also own land that is genuine. As you may know, in Lusaka it is not very easy to get land that is genuine. Sometimes before you get to get genuine land, you pass through scamming and all that and you lose money. But this land is very genuine and it is affordable, and I love the payment plan.
Governance activist Ruben Lifuka says it is still possible to have less than 30% women representation in the National Assembly next year, despite the enactment of Constitutional Amendment Act No. 13 of 2025, which introduces reserved seats for women, youths and persons with disabilities. Speaking when he featured on Let the People Talk program, Mr. Lifuka says although seats have been constitutionally reserved, their effectiveness largely depends on political parties adopting women candidates at parliamentary level. He explains that in the absence of maximized adoption of women by political parties in next year's general elections, even the 20 seats allocated to women under the new constitutional provisions will not significantly improve women's participation in the House.
PR on its own will not increase the number of women in parliament.
Right.
What has to change is this 226. The political parties would have to make a conscious decision to nominate at least 30% or 40% women.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll see this number changing.
Mm-hmm.
If the political parties do not do that, even with PR, we'll have less than 30% of women in the House. So this is where the PR argument really falls on its face. Mm-hmm. It's important, but it's not the solution on its own.
Mm-hmm.
For the constituent-based seats, will be women. Then this number will go up, and other players who will be competing should do the same.
Meanwhile, Mr. Lifuka has called for a more proactive fight against corruption, saying the current approach remains inadequate.